Good morning, 80 degrees. It is 15 and a half before 6 o'clock. And it's Monday, June 23rd. Halvo with you in the early part of the Whip Wake Up show. Reporting back on Saturday, had a chance to be in Sheldon and Ladysmith for the funeral of PCD John. And yes, there was in the lobby there at Sheldon Church of Christ, there was Phillips, Craig, and Dean music, as you'd expect. And a picture of John with Les Paul, the inventor of the electric guitar, Waukesha native from back in the day. And he'd shared that story with us. And so had met John's wife, Debbie, in the past, their marriage of 50 years. Very blessed, but privileged, I think, for the first time to meet his daughter, Danielle, and his son, Jonathan, who we talked about and phone in the birthdays for. And so anyhow, as Ron Freeman, who shared some, talked about, referring to John as not just a Whip listener, but as a Whip super listener. And I thought he coined a term there. So, yes, he was. And we've lost some super listeners in the last year plus. Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Are you a Whip super listener? Are you somebody who listens often throughout the day? Let us know on the listener line at 715-396-1670. I'm thinking of my friend Keith and Owen as one who comes to mind, but I'm sure there are others, so check in. Yeah, the thing about both of those guys was they would listen from early in the morning, and they would tell you things like, you know, I've got it in their own voice, right, in terms of when they would listen. And and I'd love to get more of these listener drops. We've got some of them that we use from time to time. But, you know, as I said, even and was asked there, just even as I entered into Church of Christ on Saturday, Danielle had said, you'd be open to say a few words. And so I had a chance to do that alongside, you know, Randy Vandaloo and the pastor there. And so it was great to be there. And then the committal in the cemetery at Ladysmith. And Jonathan, wow, outstanding to play, I can only imagine, on his guitar and sing, as well as Amazing Grace did an incredible job. So, yeah, we've lost some of these super listeners like John. And remembering him here?
I listen to the Wake Up Show every morning. Well, between 5:30 and 6 I get up. And I like the program. It's very good. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yeah, if you're somebody who just listens as often as you can, and Jerome would say this, actually.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp.
I've got to put it in a different category here. All right, Jerome, take two.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Wonderful blessing to have the station for 50 years, and you've heard most of it. WWIB is the only station I listen to.
Nice stuff like that in terms of they listened early and they listened often, right? And I think I wished afterwards to kind of kick in myself. You always think of what you would have or could have said, but I'm like if we missed Unshackled, which, you know, airs, you know, middle of the night, you know, 2:30 in the morning, something like that. I mean, John let us know about it. So he loved that show, John Field. So anyhow, going to miss him. And his wife, Debbie, says, well, all right, well, I'm going to carry on the family tradition and be listening to Whip. So thank you for that. We are family. And I felt like I got a taste of that with the hugs and the tears and everybody on Saturday. So, well, on typically in this segment now, as we're kind of revising things, we want to do things a little bit differently, but we kind of left it there today. So I'll leave the today in history for a bit later. We'll close it out with a devotional thought from John 13:8, our friend Jason's notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus. Today, John 13:8, Jesus, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me. And Jason writes, how often do we resist what we most need? Jesus used ritual during the Last Supper because he knew physical symbols help us to remember. With his words, he was telling his disciples how to live a life of love, but he was also showing them through actions. Peter was a pretty literal guy. Jason says, in my imagination, I suspect he was probably the last one to understand the message beneath the message. Watching Jesus stoop to clean the disciples' feet, he resisted. He wanted to communicate that he needed nothing. But Jesus knew that Peter needed to be reminded of a deeper cleansing, the forgiveness of his sins. And I tell you what, we'll pick that up tomorrow again. John 13:8, just from a time standpoint, I think we've kind of checked our time, and we need to get it back to tunes here on WWIB. Hey, we threw out a question earlier this morning, I guess about an hour ago. I was talking about being at PCD John's memorial service this past Saturday. So glad to be there. And Debbie, Danielle, and Jonathan, you're in our hearts. We love you, and here's a big radio hug. And so the term was used by Ron Freeman. He's like, you know, John Fields was a WIB super listener. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. And so we're throwing it out. Are you a WIB super listener like John or our friend Jerome and Knapp, who have gone to be with the Lord now, and we need to restock our super listeners, or just kind of identify yourself? Are you somebody who starts early with WIB and checks in as often as you can throughout the day, morning, noon, and night? Sherry in Whitehall checks in the listener line at 715-396-1670. She says, good morning, Mark. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I try my best to be a super listener, have WIB on every morning and through most days, have a wonderful day filled with God's blessings. Thanks, Sherry. Same to you. One of the things, a distinguishing trait about Sherry, no pressure, but she often comes through with jokes, some funnies for us that'll make us laugh Monday. We'd welcome those. John would often have those. In fact, my mom even checked in as I was on the way to the service, and she's like, you know, if I was up there, I'd go to John's service with you. She's like, some of his jokes were groaners, but some of them made you laugh, and she's like, I just really liked his voice.
Hi, this is Mike from La Crosse, and I consider myself as a WIB super listener. I listen to WIB about every day from 5 a.m. in the morning until 7 o'clock at night, and sometimes early in the morning with Rod Larson. So, have a good day. God bless. Bye.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I would say you're a WIB super listener for sure. Thank you, friend. Great to have you listening there in La Crosse.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall on a Make Us Laugh Monday. I hope I have one of it. But first, the news. Gosh. Did everybody hear about the huge fight at the seafood market on Friday? Oh, it was horrible. There were battered fish everywhere. Have a great day. God bless.
All right. Well, hopefully those fish, gotcha. Thank you. Hopefully they're good. They're okay. Weekend recap, WWIB, and I guess I'm going to focus in on one particular thing from my weekend, and that was going to the memorial service for our longtime WIB listener, PCD John. John Fields had met his wife, Debbie, before, but also meeting his kids for the first time, Danielle and Jonathan, and great to meet them, visit with them some. And yes, there was some Phillips Craig and Dean as you came in to Sheldon Church of Christ, and the term was used by Ron Freeman, our former WIB announcer, Elijah Freeman's dad, who'd been reading the Ladysmith News for years to PCD John. The term had been used that John was a WIB super listener. I'm like, yeah. And so we'd kind of thrown that out in the early part of the show this morning. Like, are you a WIB super listener? Somebody who starts listening early and checks in as often as you can throughout the day? Because that is John, a guy who was really near blind, it sounds like, here the last 15 years of his life. And he loved WWIB. So we miss him. And again, got to really experience what it means that when we say we are family.
Well, I have to say my weekend was not terribly eventful. And that was sort of because of the events of last week. So it was, for one thing, really hot, but also kind of some rest and recovery, some R&R over the weekend, too, because my family was pretty heavily involved in VBS last week at church, which was why I wasn't here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I had the privilege, the joy of being able to run games. And when I was here on Tuesday and Thursday, little big brother Will was running the games in my stead and did a great job. So just I love being around kids. Love being able to just see the joy in their faces playing the games, but also see the messages sinking in with so many people volunteering for VBS and expending themselves to be able to say, hey, this is important to train up young people from inside and outside our church in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so it was a very, very full week, a very exhausting week, but a very full week. And so, the weekend was, Yeah, maybe didn't realize quite how tired we were, so took some time there too. And then yesterday, my wife was helping me. We're trying to get working on my little sister's wedding video that needs to be edited at some point. Shot all the footage, but there's hours and hours and hours of editing to be done. So thankfully, my darling wife said, "Hey, I'll help you. I'll help you with that." So the project doesn't seem quite so daunting. So we're working on that together. And at some point, promising Christian, we will get you that final edit, and hopefully, you'll be pleased with the results.
All right, well, back in the day, Roger Bannister became the first person to break the four-minute mile, and it was a big deal. But to this point, no woman has ever broken the four-minute mile, but someone is eyeing it up pretty closely.
Yes, and it's supposed to happen potentially this Thursday. Faith Kipyegon is attempting to change that forever. The fact that no woman has ever run a sub 4 minute mile.
Yeah, the Kenyan distance running superstar already owns the women's mile world record, having run it in just over 4 minutes and 7.5 seconds in 2023.
To break the 4 minute barrier, Kipyegon needs to shave nearly 8 more seconds off her current record. And that's easier said than done.
That's a tall order, yeah. Right? She's pretty much going all out. The attempt will take place in Paris under carefully controlled nighttime conditions to ensure cool temps and minimal wind. Cool temps sound good.
Yeah, I can deal with that. Nike has also developed an entire technology package. This sounds like Wakandan. Nike has developed an entire technology package specifically for this historic attempt, including a bodysuit lined with aerodynamic spheres called aeronodes to reduce drag.
A 3D printed flyweb bra designed to for optimized airflow.
Custom spikes, track spikes, featuring a carbon plate zoom unit and 6 titanium pins for maximum grip. This sounds really cool.
I think she's got a lot of support, right?
Yes.
Fans can tune in to watch her attempt on Nike's YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok accounts.
Of course.
As well as on Prime Video beginning at 12:15 in the afternoon, our time, this Thursday.
That I think this is really fascinating. Uh-huh. I hope she does it. But you think about that, the current world record, which she owns, and trying to shave 8 seconds off it, that is really, really difficult.
That's a big jump.
So hopefully all that Nike tech will help as well, too. Go, Faith, go. Here's Dan Bremnes speaking of running. This tune's called Run Away With Me. It's from the gift offer here in June, which is rapidly running away, the 23rd already. You can run away with this CD for a suggested request gift of $45 or more to the nonprofit ministry of WIB Inc., Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcast Incorporated this month. Check it out at wwib.com/giving.
Well, Caleb, I don't know about you. I love cheese, but in terms of cheese, I have it maybe on crackers like I did last night. I'm not a cheese sandwich guy.
I think I did this a little bit more when I was a kid, is, you know, slice of cheese on a slice of bread, and I'd melt the cheese in the microwave. So
now
I remember doing that.
Yeah, I think if you're talking like grilled cheese or something, that sounds more. But this story is about the perfect thickness of cheese for a cheese sandwich.
And now they're saying that, and let us know on the WIB listener line 396-1670 if this is something you regularly enjoy, a cheese sandwich. So they say 2 slices of bread, a bit of mayo, mustard or ketchup, and a slice of cheese. They're saying that's what constitutes a cheese sandwich. I don't know. I'd kind of like some cold cuts on there. Get a little protein, extra protein that way, but that's just me.
It seems like it's getting started. It's getting me thinking about a BLT, but I guess that doesn't have cheese on it. And now, thanks to science, we now know the precise thickness the cheese needs to be. 3 millimeters.
Ideally, they're saying you should use 2 or 3 slices of cheese. Now, is that 2 or 3 slices each at 3 millimeters? Or 1 millimeter slice, and then you use 3 of them?
Good questions. Wow.
I don't know. Teesside University, who took the time and expense to figure this out. We need more data.
I know. Yeah. You want to dress up the sandwich?
Sure.
Start with a slice of bread spread with your favorite condiment.
Add a slice of cheese, a slice of deli meat, then your lettuce, tomato, pickle, or whatever veggies you like. I mean, that's what I was saying.
Top that with another slice of deli meat.
Followed by a second slice of cheese.
And finish with another slice of bread slathered in, I would say, mayo. But
so
whatever.
Really, it just seems what they're doing here is just telling you how to make a great sandwich. So, I don't know. But it's June Dairy Month, so the cheese is on there. Make sure the cheese is the integral part of said sandwich.
We salute all you cheesemakers.
Indeed. Let's get back to the tunes here on WWIB, your June Dairy Month station. Hopefully, you're one of those super listeners that Hal will mention listening all day, every day, all throughout the year.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday, WWIB. Well, what's the habit you do for your future self?
Yes, something that you do now and saying, hey, this might not be real pleasant now, but I'm going to make it more pleasant for myself later by taking care of this now. And some things that folks on the internet said.
Yeah, somebody said, I always clean my apartment on Thursday, so when I come home from work on Friday evening, I can immediately start to relax and enjoy the weekend in a nice and tidy home. Good idea.
I get that. Sure, absolutely. A habit you do for your future self. Someone else says, doing dishes right after eating. Future me always thanks past me for a clean sink.
There's a little trend here just through the first two that if you pay the price now, you can get the benefit later. Here's another one. Getting my clothes ready the night before for the next morning in case I'm running late. I do that every day.
I do that as well. Yeah. However, I forgot last night because I fell asleep. And that made it kind of a rush getting out this morning. And, you know, also I don't want to wake my wife up and things like that, rooting through the closet and the drawer too. So I did not do that last night. And, but, yeah, paid for it this morning. A habit you do for your future self. Someone says, yeah, I get gas after work instead of before. All right. Okay, sure. Less of a rush in the morning, I guess.
Yeah. Another one. Somebody says, I make my bed every morning. Future me walks into a tidy room and feels less chaotic. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. And one more. Habits you do for your future self's benefit. Someone says, I fold the laundry as I take it out of the dryer.
Wow.
It takes a little bit more time to empty the dryer that way, but then you don't have, you know, the sofa filled with dirty laundry. Well, clean laundry, but laundry waiting to be folded.
Can I give you a verse? I'm so glad I memorized Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it.
Applies to a lot of different areas of life, right? Habits you do for your future self. Let us know if you have 1-715-396-1670. Hopefully you make listening to WWIB a habit.